You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It's a Tuesday afternoon. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. On the phone line, Don Day of Day Weather from Cheyenne, Wyoming. Good afternoon to you, Don.
Good afternoon.
Tell me about the weather forecast for the Midwest, please.
Well, about ready to get wet and a little wintry in some areas. A system coming out of the Rockies has already produced some snow across portions of Nebraska and South Dakota and Colorado and northwest Kansas earlier today. And we're going to see wintry weather across Nebraska, northwest portions of Iowa, southern Minnesota, southeastern areas of South Dakota. Out ahead of the system in the warmer sector, looks like areas of rain will be moving into the western and central Corn Belt as we get into tonight through the course of the day tomorrow before it exits on Thursday. So be ready for cool, wet conditions.
Is this kind of a drenching rain, thunderstorm type of thing, just gray and drizzle? What are we looking at?
Well, a little bit of everything. There's going to be a fairly good little slot of rain with this system, especially during the day tomorrow for many areas of the central and western Corn Belt. The system is going to bring several inches of snow in that northwest area where we mentioned those snow areas. There could be 3, 6, up to 8 inches of snow in some of those locations. It's a quick-moving system, though, and we're going to see clearing as early as tomorrow night and Thursday morning. But do expect it to be chilly. Overnight low temperatures could drop below freezing in many areas behind the front.
Given the rainfall we've already had, the moisture that's available across a good portion of the Midwest, I suppose it'll bring harvest to a halt for a while. Do we have clear weather that will put farmers back in the field?
We do. Behind the system, we should have a break in the weather Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and that's probably going to hold on until, let's say, Tuesday of next week. Beyond that time frame, we do see another period where it could get wet again, especially by next Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So there could be as much as 5 or 6 days of good harvest weather after this system.
Speaking of next week, I hear you will not be with us on Tuesday next week.
No, I'm going to have the ability to be able to have a fun trip to England to talk to the Royal Meteorological Society.
About what?
The Red Bull Stratos jump and all the weather that was involved to make that happen.
Thank you so much and have fun in England.
I will.
Hey, thanks, Don. Don Day is with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming, joins us on this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report. Well, the winter meeting season looks to be a really busy one for me. I'd like to go through the schedule with you for both Will Ag and University of Illinois Extension. It begins with the Ag Masters program. I'll help kick that one off on December 2nd and 3rd. You can find all these meetings on our website at willag.org. Look for the Outlook meeting section. That link is over on the right-hand side of the page. The Ag Masters program takes you through production agriculture in a day and a half, but it's a serious, serious, serious look at production agriculture. And you'll sit in classrooms with a crop scientist, not only from Illinois, but from across the Midwest. You can find all the details and register on our website at willag.org. While you're there, you'll find our December 11th meeting, which is the regional corn meeting down in Sikeston, Missouri. That's with University of Missouri Extension. Our panelists there will be John Bondurant, Jackie Vakes, and Dan Zwicker. It might be worth driving down. The evening before, by the way, and this one's not set in stone yet, but we should be in Mount Vernon at the Farm Credit Services Building with Sherm Newland and Matt Bennett along with Gary Schnitke. So those two events back-to-back, December the 10th and the 11th. And then the following week, the 16th, we'll kick off the Illinois Farm Economic Summit meetings. That's with the Farm Doc team. We'll be out all across the state at the I Hotel right here on Monday, the 16th, and in Sycamore at the Center for Agriculture, the 17th, a Tuesday, at the Best Western in Galesburg on Wednesday, the 18th of December, and the Holiday Inn in Mount Vernon on the 19th. We'll be back in Bloomington on the 20th at the Doubletree. That's for the Illinois Farm Economic Summit meetings. You can find all the information on the FarmDoc website or just visit our website again at willag.org and look for the Outlook meetings section on the right-hand side of the page. I look forward to seeing you at one of the meetings in December. Have a great afternoon.